Oh, Robinson, that was a tough day, but they're a strong side.
They were. Probably got out bowled a little bit. They got to him in the end, I think. We felt par score was about 280, and obviously they were a little bit heavy on that. And we needed somebody to go through, didn't we? But he got quite a lot of batters, got starts, but got out.
235 for six, though, at that time, 270. But Stephen Mullaney played a good innings for them, 40 and what about 20 balls, I think?
He did. We didn't bowl very well at him. We got it wrong, didn't we, in our plans? But that's the game, isn't it? And it's about execution. It's about having the right plan and then being able to execute it. And we couldn't quite do it, and they got too many in that last five overs. And as I say, it proved the difference between the two games, the two teams in the end. We had a really good spun in the middle. Wicket gripped and it spun, so it suited your slower bowlers and people like Mullaney when it came to bowl, and Seth Peeler and the spinners. But we're missing a few players, yeah. And we've done quite well, but we've not done quite well enough against an experienced and good team. And we've come comfortably second, and fair play to Notts.
And they say catches win matches. I'm not saying Joyce would have played a match-winning innings, but it was some catch by Taylor.
Oh, it was a great catch, and we've dropped two. So we've dropped two and a half, really. We've tough one to Steph, but mate just put one down. Hills, which has cost us quite a few runs, and obviously we dropped them on about none, five, six, whatever he's on. So, and then Titch Taylor catches a brilliant one. So, look, we've prepared well. We had a great session yesterday. Our attitude, you can't fault that. But we just lacked that little bit of quality to take down. Which was I think every one of them, bar one player, has played international cricket. By two players, have played international cricket. So that's they're a tough team. But we're disappointed because we want to win. You set yourself up to win and you prepare to win, so it hurts when you don't.
Talk about the injuries, Luke Wright. You thought he might have hurt his side on Friday. Did that sort of get worse over the weekend?
Yeah, it's my worst fears. I sent the physio on to try and say, look, I think I don't want you put in jeopardy for Sunday. But at that point, adrenaline was flying through him, and he batted on and played that amazing innings. But then, and my worst nightmare, you just 2 hours in the car going home. Which isn't ideal when you've got a niggle. He just sits in the back of a car, seizing up, comes in Saturday, and he's struggling to walk properly on his hip and on his side, and ends up missing the game, and very, very doubtful for Tuesday, maybe next week. So it's a bit of a blow, as I say, especially when you're missing yards and RHB from a one-day point of view. They give you that extra firepower. And he's been in great nick, hasn't he? He's been in special nick, Luke, and back-to-back hundreds in 2020. But it allows somebody to come in. But Wellesley had a chance to have a game and to try and prove to some people that he can play red ball, as white ball, and he can transfer his skills from one form to the other.
And you say it's giving others a chance. In terms of the bowling today, say they got away a little bit. Just one question, not for me to question who bowls, but McGoffin only bowled seven overs. Was there a rationale behind that, Mark?
Well, I'm not the captain, so I think... I think he felt people with the slow balls would grip, and obviously Hatch and Lids have that ability for their slow balls to go away from the right-handed batters. You could argue Nashie should have bowled a bit more because the wicket spun. It's difficult with the power plays and the extra fielder you've got to have in the ring. What's costing us, and it's the same in the 2020 a little bit, we're having some big overs, and those big overs hurt you. When an over goes for 22... If you can go for 15 in that over, it makes a hell of a difference when the margins are tight. And but as I say, we got reasonably close. We got a good score, 280, but we were comfortably beat as well. And I think we've got to accept that. The margin was big enough to say there was a bit of difference between the two teams on the day.
Onwards and upwards, Edgbaston on Tuesday.
Well, we've had a great week. We've had a great Horsham week, and we had a special chase through a special innings by Luke Wright on Friday. You go from being in the doom and gloom and people writing you off and this, that and the other to thinking, well, we win three out of the last four championship games and you never know. Yeah. And we've lost the first game in this, but our run rate would be high. And we go to Birmingham, thinking we've got some good players. Matt Machen looking back in a bit of nick. Mm-hmm. Steph Peeley, his highest score for us in the first team as such. So you go there learning a bit more about players and, ready to hopefully go take down the Bears again.
Final question, Horsham, for a long while this festival didn't look like it was going to be on, but it was. And you say you've had a great week, good crowds as well.
Yeah, this week it wasn't as good as the other wicket, the championship week. It was a little bit too dry, I think, but it's a special place, isn't it? Look, and we've had great weather. The club look after you fantastically well. It's a great conveyor belt for young talent as well. So it's everything, all the ingredients are right. Just as I say, we need to make it work financially. And that's up to the business community of Horsham, just to get behind it a little bit. It doesn't need a lot, doesn't need that much of a portion. It makes such a difference. And It'd be tragic and it's such a shame if cricket has to stop coming to this special place. The players love it. I think the supporters like coming here, so it's in everybody's interest to make this work.